بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are standing this chapter that a person should not make any zulm on anyone. It is haram. And if a person has made any zulm, then he should correct it in this worldly life, and he should not leave it for the akhirat. For there it will be an extremely serious matter. So in all matters and all forms, we should see that we do not make zulm upon anyone. For example, a simple matter, if a person jumps the queue anywhere, he's waiting in a line, and he jumps the queue and he goes in front. So all those people who he went through, he has their haq is upon him. So like that, our own children, our spouses, husband, wife, we should be very conscious that we do not destroy the rights of anyone. And one particular dua that we should make is that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala does not take our accountability, hisab kitab, on the day of Qiyamah. As it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person whose account will be taken, that person will get caught. It is only that person that Allah Ta'ala just lets him go. Bila hisab kitab Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, in our lifespan, there are many, many places where we have done a lot of wrong. And many times, many things that are not even in our mind. So we don't even think of asking for maaf. So we should be very careful. The hadith that we read, that even from animals, justice will be made. If one goat with horns had attacked another goat without horns, then justice will be made between them also. So when animals who are basically not mukallaf, they are not responsible for their action, man and jinn are responsible. When they will be taken to task for that, then how much more we as human beings will be taken to task. Who are ulul aqal, the people whom Allah Ta'ala had given brains and with whom Allah had given understanding. People may get away with oppression and injustice in this world. Yeah, in this world, perhaps we are not even aware of it, of the wrong that we have done. And we can get away with it here, but we have to understand that on the day of Qiyamah, we will have to stand in front of Allah. But in the year after, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, the Most Just, will ensure that the rights of every person are fulfilled. And many times also, a person who feels that I have been wronged, but perhaps he is not wronged, he also have to consider all matters. It isn't just a straightforward matter. Whether we are wronged or not, that also we have to see. If we are given, for example, a father gives orders to his son to do this work or that work, or punishes him for something, the son will easily take it that he has been wronged and his rights were not fulfilled. But the father was doing the right thing to reprimand him, to correct him. So that we have to consider also, to get a proper understanding of our deen. That is very, very important. A regular dua we should also make, that we get the proper understanding of deen. Otherwise, many times we think, like for example in a business partnership, when the partners are distributing their profits, a person might in his mind calculate and think that I will be coming back with a big share from the profits. But when all accounts are sorted out, everything is done, he finds he has to pay in fact. Not that he is getting a share, but that he has to pay in. So like that, we must be careful with regard to all these matters. In order to demonstrate the level of equity, justice, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that retribution will even be exacted from animals. Even animals, where they were, justice will be made between them. So how much more between us? And yeah, whether we made zulm on a non-Muslim, that also we will have to pay for. Not only on Muslims, but even on non-Muslims. The zulm that we have made on animals, that will also, at the time of slaughtering, qurbani, or any other time, Why, if we didn't treat the animals properly, that also we are responsible for. So in all these matters, we are responsible for. For example, just jumping on the ground without any valid reason or anything, that also is not correct. So there are many, many things which are included in this, and we should ask for blanket forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And this famous dua, Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa takaffal bi ridha khusumina. Oh Allah, you forgive us our gunas, and whatever rights people have got, you fulfill them on our behalf. This was the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in Muzdalifah. So with the wasta of the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu in Muzdalifah, we should beg of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise there is hardly a person that will be able to be saved from here. So Allah Ta'ala has left open the doors of Tawbah and Istighfar, and also that we beg of Allah that on our behalf, Allah Ta'ala fulfills the rights of everyone. And the sign of that will be that Allah will give a person tawfiq to correct all those matters. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.